מסרד דבר פרק ה' משנחה ביהודה בן תמה אומר הביעד כנמה וקל כנשר ורץ כצפי וגיבור כערי לעשז רצון אביך שבשמיים. יהודה בן תמה said the person has to be bald like a leopard. And sometimes the person is living in a place where others are not doing Ratzon Shemayim, and they think anybody who's doing Ratzon Shemayim is a laughing stock. So therefore you have to be bald like a leopard, not to pay attention to the people that are laughing at you, and to do what you know is right. You also have to be light like an eagle, to chazer over and over again the limud that you are learning. As learning Torah takes a tremendous amount of chazer, as Chazal tells, you cannot compare somebody who has learned over the Gemara 100 times to somebody who has learned the Gemara 101 times. And the pasuk says, Yalu Eber Kanasharim, somebody who's doing Ratzon Shemayim will have wings like an eagle. Yerutsu Velo Yigo, they will run and not get tired. And therefore you have to run like a deer. As the pasuk says, Yerutsu Velo Yigo, this is referring to running after mitzvot. If you do not run after mitzvot, the mitzvot will elude you. You also have to be a gibor like a lion. This is referring to being kovesh your yetzer hara. If your yetzer hara tries to get you to do averos, you have to be a gibor like an ari, not to listen to the yetzer hara, and that way you will do the ratzon of your father in Shemayim. Who are your Omer? Yehuda ben Tamer used to say, az panim legehenim, uboshes panim legan Eden. Somebody who is an az panim, a mechutzah, will most likely end up in Gehenna. As the pasuk initially says, ha'iz ish rasha b'panav. Somebody who has azus can be considered a rasha, and therefore will most likely end up in Gehenna. As opposed to somebody who's a boshes panim, easily embarrassed, he most likely will end up in Gan Eden. As this is one of the midos that Klai Yisrael has, as Chazal tell us, there are three midos that mark Klai Yisrael by shanim, they're easily embarrassed, berachmanim, they have mercy on others, the gomli chasadim, they do chesed one to the other. And therefore, since he is a boshes panim, this is a very good mida, and therefore he will most likely end up in Gan Eden. As somebody who's easily embarrassed, will not easily come to do averos. Yehi ratzon b'fanecha Hashem Elokeinu. It should be the will of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shetivna ircha b'mehira b'yameinu. The same chalkeinu b'torasecha. That the city of HaKadosh Baruch Hu should be built quickly. This is referring to Yerushalayim. The Beit HaMikdash should be rebuilt. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu should give us our chelek in the Torah. As each person in Klai Yisrael has their own chelek in the Torah, and we have to daven that we have the siyata d'shmaya that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give us our chelek in the Torah. Now, some portion explained the reason why this tefillah is brought in over here is because since it says az panim legehenim, but yet earlier in the Mishnah it says havi az kenemer, that you should be az like a leopard. And the explanation is that as far as doing Ratzon Shemayim and learning Torah, a person has to have azus. As a person can't be too embarrassed to ask his Rebbe questions, therefore a certain amount of azus is needed in Limud HaTorah. But azus is not a good mida. As it says, az panim ligehenem. So therefore, we pray to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that the Beis HaMikdash should be rebuilt quickly, and therefore, umala ha'aretz deya, the whole world will be full of deya. So therefore, every person will have a big yediyah in Limud HaTorah, and they will not need azus in Limud HaTorah to ask their Rebbe, as everybody will know the Torah. And therefore, we pray that HaKadosh Baruch Hu rebuild the Beis HaMikdash, and that way, Umala Aretz is Deya Hashem, and we will not need Azus at all, even for Limud HaTorah. Masechet Avos, Parak Hey, Mishnah Chafalaf, Hu HaYomer, Yehuda Ben Tema used to say. Now, some say Hu HaYomer is not referring to Yehuda Ben Tema. Actually, Shmuel HaKatan is the one that stated this Mishnah. Ben Chamesh Shanen LeMikra. When a child reaches 5 years old, he's ready to learn Pesukim. As Chazal learned now from the pasuk which says, Shalosh Shanim Yielachem Arelim. As a person is compared to an Eitz HaSadah, and just like an Eitz HaSadah, the fruit that grows on it for the first 3 years is Arelim. You cannot have benefit from it. So too, a child until 3 years old does not learn anything. And then just like by the fruit that grows on a tree, the pasuk says that in the fourth year, Yieh Kol Perio Kodesh Hilubim. So too, a child, when he reaches 4 years old, we start teaching him the Osios, the Aleph Beis, and then at 5 years old, we start teaching him Pesukim. Ben Ether LeMishnah. When the child reaches 10 years old, then he's ready to learn Mishnah. Ech Chazal tell us called Talmud Shelo Rasim in Yafa B'Mishnaso Chameish Shanim Shuv Ein Aroa. Any Talmud that does not see a Simen Yafa in his learning after 5 years, it will be too late. He will not see a Simen Yafa from then on. So we see from there that it takes 5 years to learn the Mishnah. And so too it takes 5 years to learn the Mikra. So after 5 years of learning Mikra, Then he is ready to learn Mishnah at 10 years old. Ben Shlosh Esrei LeMitzvos. When he reaches 13 years old, his chayav and mitzvos, as the pasuk says, Ish o isha ki yatsu michol chatas ha'adam. Somebody, when he is an ish, and he does michol chatas ha'adam, he is a bar onchin. So therefore we see that until he is an ish, he is machayav and mitzvos, and at 13 years old, a boy is considered an ish, and therefore he's chayav and mitzvos. Ben Chamesh Esrei LeTalmud. At 15 years old, he's ready to learn Talmud, to learn Gemara. At 5 years suffices to learn the Shisha Sidri mission. Ben Shmona Esrei Lechupa. At 18 years old, he's ready to get married. Ben Esrim Lirdof. At 20 years old, that is his man Redifa. Now, there are different pshatim exactly what this Redifa is referring to. Some say it's referring to Redifa Achar Isha, meaning to say that 18 years old, you have to start looking for a wife. And if at 20 years old, you have not found a wife, you should be rodef to chase after and try to find somebody to marry. Some say it's referring to Redifa Achrei Mizonos. At 20 years old, a person should go and try to find Parnassah. And some say the Redifa is from Shemayim. As at 20 years old, you're considered a Bar Onshin B'Shemayim. Until 20 years old, a person is not punished from Shemayim. And at 20 years old, you start being punished from Shemayim. So therefore, Shemayim is rodef you from 20 years old and up. Ben Shloshim Lekoach. At 30 years old, you're considered a Bal Koach. This we learn out from the Levim. As the Levim at 30 years old, then they started doing their work as far as setting up the Mishkan and taking apart the Mishkan. So therefore, we see at 30 years old, a person has koach. Ben Arban Labina. At 40 years old, you're considered a Bar Bina. This we learn out from the fact that Moshe Rabbeinu told Klai Yisrael after 40 years in the Midbar, V'lo nasan Hashem lechem lev ledas, ve'nayim liros, ve'nayim lishmo, ari yom hazeh. And Chazal learn out from here that a person doesn't start understanding his Rebbe until after 40 years. Ben Chamishim Le'etza. At 50 years old, a person is considered a Bar Eitza. He can give advice to others. This also we learn after the Levium. As the pasuk says by the Levium, Umi Ben Chamishim Shana Yashav Mitzvah Avoda. V'lo Yavod Oda. V'sharis is Achid. When a Levi reaches 50 years old, he no longer does the Avoda that he did until then. Instead, he is Misharis his brothers. And what is this Sheris? This share is to give Eitzah, so we see at 50 years old, a person is a Bar Eitzah. Ben Shishim Lezikna. When a person reaches 60 years old, he's considered a Zakin. And Chazal tells us, Ein Zakin Elamisha Kona Chachma. Zakin is referring to somebody who is Kona Chachma. At 60 years old, you were Kona Chachma, you have a real Kenyan in Chachma. Ben Shivim Lezseva. At 70 years old, then that's considered the time of Seva. This we learn out from David, as the pasuk says, by Yamat Beseva Tova. And David died when he was 70 years old. Ben Shmonim L'Gvura. As the pasuk says, Ve'im B'Gvuros Shmonim Shana. A person is Yosef Koach at 80 years old, and therefore that's considered as Man Gvura. Ben Tishim L'Suach. At 90 years old, this is Man Suach. As Sicha is referring to Tefillah. At 90 years old, you should spend all of your time in Tefillah, and learning Torah, and doing Tshuva. Ben Me'ak Ilumeis Va'avar Upato Min Olam. At 100 years old, it's as if you're already dead and gone from the world. At 100 years old, a person no longer has his das. And therefore, it's as if he already died. As without das, what is life worth?